Today's podcast is presented to you by Leela's Laugh, the official symbol of Radioactive, a youth media program where rad stories take action. Production of this podcast includes the helpings of Jenia Sarnow, Leela Kataev, Issa Talija, Noah Phillips Reardon, Nia Price Nascimento, Ernesto Morfine, Maria Coagdon, and me, Walter Stanton. This podcast is also unofficially sponsored by the Anik Joke of the Day, featuring Megan O'Kelly. Here she is.
Thanks, Walter.
See, one day I was walking around the zoo with some of my friends. We were about 5 years old, and our mothers were with us. We came across this wall of reptiles, and as we approached each one, our mothers would relate to us the name of each of these creatures. And as we got to the end of the line, there was a man, and he was cleaning the window of the cage, and we said, "Mom, Mom, what is this one?" And my mother, Laura McCorkle, the genius, said, "Ah, that, children, is the window viper." Back to you, Walter.
And that was your Anik Joke of the Day. It's time to switch over to your host, Alam Ibrahim.
Hey, Walter. Okay, bye.
Radioactive, you're going live in 3, 2, 1.
You are now listening to Radioactive.
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 You are now listening to Radioactive Youth Media.
You are now listening to Radioactive Youth Media.
You are now listening to Radioactive Youth Media's podcast.
Hey, everybody. Here's how someone feels when they do what they love.
It's a blank canvas, and there's really nothing else to it. Whether that be a race, other sport, or any other activity, just focusing ourselves and staying in the zone. When I pass the finish line, I honestly don't remember a thing in that race. I can think of anything except just breathing. Whether it be the 110 hurdles, 300 hurdles, or the 4x4 relay, all I'm focused on is just myself and no one else in the other lane, just my lane. Those boundaries is where you can drive, raise, and just sprint away.
That's Chris Grant. He goes to Meadowdale High School in Linwood and wants to get a college scholarship for track. One of the things that can help him get that is media exposure.
Sorry I'm late.
There was a window viper blocking the door and I couldn't get in. Did I just hear Chris's voice?
Yes!
Okay, just wanted to know if you were talking to my boyfriend. So, what's the scoop for today?
Two basketball teams in the area ranked nationally this past year. One of them, my school, Rainier Beach. Go Vikings!
We also have a good amount of athletes who run at national track meets, like Chris Grant.
Some Northwest athlete and coaches talk about how they don't get the same recognition as other places in our country. Today, we're talking about how that affects student athletes. So, you mentioned Chris ran at the Junior Olympics. Was it on TV? Because I never watched that sport.
Nah, in the track nation, that's something people are trying to change. Hashtag get track on ESPN is their movement. Chris's mom had to record the event. Listen.
Come on, Chris!
In lane 5, Chris Grant. In lane 6, Joshua Hilliard. But in lane 1,
come on!
Cool, shout out to Chris's mom. I'm a huge fan of high school basketball, especially in the 206. I just don't understand why ESPN or other big sport networks never come here to help broadcast these high school games. They're always down in California or something, like, bruh.
Yes. I know you talked to a student athlete who didn't need the exposure to still get a Division I scholarship for basketball, right? What's his name again?
Tremaine Isabel. This year will be his first year playing college basketball. In Seattle, he played for Lakeside and Garfield. He won state for Garfield for the first time in over 10 years. Props to Tremaine. He the real MVP.
Alam got to talk to the real MVP right after basketball practice.
My name is Tremaine Isabel. I'm point guard at University of Missouri. I feel good being able to play big-time basketball and going to school for free.
So, like, I'm sure, like, your whole 4 years of high school, you wanted to win state, and that was your goal. How did it feel like accomplishing that goal?
I mean, it felt real good because I just told myself that I had to win one. That's just high school, you know. Now we'll have a good team and hopefully make a good run in the NCAA tournament. That's not the ultimate goal.
What's the ultimate goal for you?
I mean, get to the NBA.
I asked Tremaine if Northwest athletes get the exposure they need.
I don't think we do at all. Though I made it, you know, to Division I and whatnot, if you look me up, you know, I wasn't even really given a lot of exposure. I just, the exposure that I actually got, you know, I made the most of it. people in Seattle support local basketball, and I think in the near future, you know, we're going to be sending a lot of kids to Division I every year.
Yeah. I didn't get to do all the cool things Tremaine did, but I did run hurdles and do long jump in high school. Track is also where I met Chris. I asked him what his plans were after the Junior Olympics.
Focus on senior year, academically and, yeah, outside of school. Hoping to get some college scouts looking out for me.
Well, if he wants to get colleges to notice him, then he better be careful about what he posts on Twitter.
You know, social media is a hard thing for student athletes because I have a lot of friends who play high school sports, and whenever I tweet something funny they did in class, they say delete it because a college coach might see it. I asked Tremaine about that.
Coaches are always watching, and like, you know, people taking pictures, you know, whatever. You know, people usually get in trouble. So that is a serious problem. It's best to just ignore most people when they are trying to be ignorant and stuff like that. So it don't look bad on you, and they just look stupid.
Good thing he's not.
Yes, it's crazy how your dreams since you were a baby can become real or taken away from you based off of a tweet.
Hey, that reminds me. Provide feedback for today's podcast on Facebook at Radioactive Youth Media or go directly to our site at kuow.org/radioactive or follow us on Twitter at KUOW Radioactive.
Twitter is my life.
I have a friend named Nate and Twitter is her life too.
For real? I think you told me about her once. Doesn't she play basketball?
Yeah. That's why I call her Nay Cinco. Get it? Like sinking a basketball? Her real last name is Sanko. She goes to Northwestern State University of Louisiana. They're on a scholarship like Tremaine.
Ooh, really?
Mm-hmm. And she's someone who can speak about getting a lot of recognition, whether it's on the court, in person, or online.
I was actually sitting in the lobby of my hotel, and this random guy came up, and he was like, hey, you're Nay Cinco. And I was like, yeah, that's me. And he's like, word gets around here. A lot of people know you, actually. And that's crazy to me, because coming from Washington, like, people know you, but it's like, they're not always going to come up to you and be so formal about it. I loved it.
What do you have to say for those athletes who have not gotten scholarships, who are definitely not getting the recognition they want?
If you're not getting what you want, you have to find it in yourself to be like, I'm going to keep going. If you just shut it down and you're like, you know, this is where I am, then there's nothing else left for you. Some schools are just too busy. They don't have time to, like, go through all their emails, or they don't have time to sit and, like, analyze each player and kind of, like, go through it. So it's hard if you don't get responses from people or if you don't see any interaction with you and you're kind of just like, okay, what do I do now?
So you got yourself recognized, is what you're saying.
Honestly, yes, because I had this website called NCSA. So I had to send my film and my stats and contact information to them, and they made a profile for me. So that's what I had to do for myself, because if I were like a great player and everybody knew me, I wouldn't really have to do that. People would come to me. But you know, it's different if you're just kind of like a small time player. You're just doing what you have to do to get yourself out there. So I had to work to get myself seen.
Whoop whoop, you go, Nay. Hey listeners, help out more of our Northwest athletes by going to games, reading the paper, or watching them on local channels.
I'm telling y'all, media is so important to our generation. We can raise awareness about serious issues.
We really are the change, huh?
Preach! Can we get some applause for Angela's amazing work and leadership? You the real MVP!
Ah, shoot. Let's give it up for Alam's realness and her teamwork. You, the real MVP.
Well, that's it for today. We really hope you all think about our local athletes and help them get recognized.
And we hope we reached our goal of being a slam dunk.
Grand slam.
Touchdown.
Stuck the landing.
Perfect match.
Broke record.
Total knockout.
Hole in one.
A 10.
Strike.
Gold.
A photo finish.
Podcast. Before we sign off, we would like to thank Tremaine, Chris, Nay, and Nina Ultra Rad Uber Fad Tran for making our AA sportscast possible.
Hashtag ball is life.
Hashtag track nation.
Thanks for listening to us from Radioactive. I'm Alam Ibrahim.
And I'm Angela Nguyen.
Deuces!